Level 2. In Roman times, the cursus honorum, literally the sequence of honours, was the series of public offices that an individual was expected to hold in order to build a career in civil and military service. Although magistracies had been established as early as the fall of the monarchy in 509 BC, they only became more clearly defined at the beginning of the 2nd century BC, specifically in 180 BC with the passage of the Lex Vilia Annalis. That year, the career path was formally regulated by setting the minimum age required to hold each magistracy, as well as by establishing the correct order in which offices were to be held, and the mandatory intervals between them. Access to public office was gained through election by the people's assemblies. For this reason, it was crucial to have an extensive network of clients, and therefore a large number of votes. The most prestigious magistracies could only be attained after serving in lower ranking positions, primarily of a political administrative nature, namely the quaestorship, the tribunate of the plebs, and the edileship. The higher offices, on the other hand, included the praetorship, the consulship, and the censorship. These roles entailed the exercise of military authority, imperium, which was not granted to the lower magistrates. Only the wealthiest individuals, however, could gain access to the Senate, the highest council of the state. The minimum wealth requirement amounted to 400,000 sesterces during the Republic and rose to 1 million in the Augustan age. This was a considerable sum, affordable only to the most prominent families. Magistracies, in fact, were not salaried positions. As for the structure of the armed forces, the legionaries, infantrymen who held Roman citizenship, were supported by auxiliary units, cavalry, and from the Augustan age onward, the Praetorian Guard, the elite military corps of the imperial era. Stationed in Rome, the Praetorians served as the emperor's bodyguard and were the only military unit authorized to bear arms within the Italian peninsula. The auxiliaries were generally recruited from populations subjected to Roman rule. Although they lacked Roman citizenship at the time of enlistment, they could acquire civitas, citizenship, at the end of their service, which typically lasted around 25 years. During the Augustan period, two police units were also established for the city of Rome, the vigiles, tasked with patrolling the 14 districts into which the emperor had divided the city, and the cohorts urbanae, responsible for maintaining public order.